You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the markets. Domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex closed in the red on Thursday, erasing all morning gains. After touching an intraday high of 19,584.45, the NSE index crashed over 1% or 200 points to settle at 19,386.70. Sensex settled lower by 180 points at 65,252.34. In the broader markets, while Nifty Midcap 100 outperformed, Nifty Small Cap slipped 0.35%. Sectorally, after opening in the green, the indices ended mixed. Nifty IT gained 0.6% on favorable Nvidia earnings, while Bank Nifty closed flat. Metals, pharma and PSU banking counters ended lower, while FMCG and media stocks fared better. Up next, ahead of the G20 Leaders Summit next month, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged the member states to collaborate in ensuring fair competition between large and small e-commerce sellers. Addressing the G20 Trade and Investment Ministers meeting virtually, Modi emphasized the importance of supporting micro, small and medium enterprises, which account for a significant portion of global employment and GDP. Modi highlighted India's economic progress, ranking as the world's fifth largest economy due to consistent efforts and policy stability. With a commitment to further growth, the Prime Minister aims to elevate India to the third largest global economy in the coming years. The G20 meeting in Jaipur gathers trade ministers and officials to discuss strategies for enhancing international trade and investment. Moving on, the BRICS group of nations consisting of Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa has extended invitations to Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia and the UAE, marking the first phase of its expansion. This expansion reflects a consensus among BRICS members on guiding principles, criteria and procedures after careful deliberation. The move is set to take effect from January 1, 2024. With over two dozen countries applying for membership, including UAE, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Argentina and Indonesia, the expansion process has drawn significant attention. Notably, Indonesia didn't make it in the first phase, but Iran's membership has been approved for January 2024. The newcomers share common grounds as participants in China's Belt and Road Initiative. In other developments, Procter & Gamble Health Limited posted profit at ₹29.82 crores for the fourth quarter of FY23, down 27.6% as against ₹41.19 crores during the same period last year, on account of higher material cost and one-time employee cost. P&G reported revenue from operations at ₹301.18 crores, up 1.8% in comparison to ₹295.89 crores during the corresponding quarter of the previous year. The sale was reported at ₹306.6 crores, up 3% on year. The sales grew at low single digit against the headwinds of slowing down of the category in the quarter. For the full year, P&G recorded sales of ₹1,206 crores, up 10% versus previous year. Meanwhile, water and sewerage infra player EMS Limited on Thursday said it is planning to launch an initial public offering in the next month to raise ₹300 to 320 crores. Also, the company said it has completed the pre-IPO placement round and raised ₹33.76 crores through it, leading to a reduction in fresh issue size in the upcoming maiden public issue. In the pre-IPO placement round, the Ghaziabad-based firm issued 16 lakh equity shares at an issue price of ₹211 apiece, the company said in a statement. Accordingly, the size of the fresh issue has been reduced to ₹146.24 crores from 180 crore rupees planned earlier. Besides, there would be an OFS of 82.94 lakh shares by promoter and founder Ramveer Singh. In a latest from tech, Apple's upcoming iPhone 15 Pro is rumored to come with a new action button, and this rumor has been around for some time. Now, a latest iOS 17 beta update further hints the existence of this action button, which will replace the physical mute switch. The latest iOS update suggests to have haptic feedback patterns for when the user enables or disables silent mode. According to a 9to5 Mac report, the iOS 17 Beta 7 adds haptic feedback, which will enable the device vibrate more prominently when the silence mode is activated or disabled. This is a significant update for the silent mode. Lastly, the deadline for implementing Aadhaar-based payment system as the only mode of payment to workers under National Rural Job Guarantee Scheme, MGNREGS, will not be extended beyond August 31st, government sources said. The Union government in January this year made the use of Aadhaar-based payment system mandatory for paying wages to those enrolled under the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme. The initial deadline for the mandatory adoption of ABPS mode was February 1st, which was later extended to March 31st, then till June 30th and eventually till August 31st. In May 2023, about 88% of the wage payment were made through ABPS. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.